The following program is produced and paid for by Temple Emmanuel.
What?
I know how we can run everybody out of Rock Reach.
How?
We'll kill the firstborn male child in every household.
Too Jewish.
Shalom, and welcome to the Too Jewish Radio Show with Rabbi Sam Kohan and friends, a weekly serving of everything Jewish. We'll have a great hour together of news, music, comedy, and conversation. Our guest this morning is author and artist representative Richard Michelson, whose new children's book is about baseball and is called Lippman Pike, America's First Home Run King.
We are delighted to welcome to Too Jewish our guest this morning, Richard Michelson. His children's books have been listed among the year's best by the New Times, New York Public Library, and Publishers Weekly. He was a finalist for the Massachusetts Book Award and the National Jewish Book Award. His book, A is for Abraham, A Jewish Family Alphabet, won the Sidney Taylor Silver Medal in 2009, the same year as his book, As Good as Anybody, Martin Luther King and Abraham Joshua Heschel's Amazing March Towards Freedom, was awarded the gold medal, the only time in the Association of Jewish Libraries history that one author got both of the biggest awards. He owns R. Michelson Galleries in Massachusetts, where he represents many of the country's most accomplished book illustrators. And he is the author of a delightful kids' book called Lippman Pike, America's First Home Run King. Welcome, Richard.
Well, thank you very much, Rabbi. It's a pleasure to be here. I love your show.
Thank you. You know, what gave you the idea to write about Lip Pike, who is well known to those of us who collect Jewish baseball cards, but otherwise probably an obscure figure?
Well, he was not known to me at all, actually. I was writing a book that you just mentioned previously called A is for Abraham, A Jewish Family Alphabet, where I was given the task to boil all of Jewish knowledge down into 26 letters.
Well, you know, people wish that rabbis would do that all the time.
So, I had the chutzpah to give it a try. And what I was doing was spent a good deal of time researching what I, various areas of Jewish knowledge to put in that book, the arts, holidays, prayers. And one of the things I was looking into was sports. I am not a big sports guy, I will admit up front. My knowledge pretty much ran to the game that Sandy Koufax did not pitch.
The Yom Kippur game, of course.
The Yom Kippur game. But while doing some research, I came across the name Lippman Pike. I asked a few of my friends who are baseball fanatics if they had ever heard of him. Most people did not. I kept asking. Nobody seemed to know who he was. And it seemed odd to me. He was the very first professional baseball player, the very first home run king in professional baseball, a Jewish man who balanced baseball and was proud of his heritage. And yet he seemed to not be in the general conversation. So I took it upon myself to read a little bit more and research him and put him back where he belongs a little bit.
Well, we will talk much more with Richard Michelson about the Lippman Pike, America's First Home Run King, which is wonderfully illustrated by Zachary Pullen, which we'll talk more about when we come back in a few moments on Too Jewish. We're delighted to welcome back to Too Jewish our guest this morning, Richard Michelson. He's the author of Lippman Pike, America's First Home Run King, also the author of several other children's books, including A is for Abraham, A Jewish Family Alphabet, and As Good as Anybody, Martin Luther King and Abraham Joshua Heschel's Amazing March Towards Freedom, which was a gold medal winner, the Jewish Family Alphabet, only won the silver medal. How do you feel when two of your books win terrific awards and one beats the other? Is it like watching one kid defeat another kid in something?
You know, it was an interesting dilemma. I was absolutely thrilled for both books, however. So, one of them had to, it's a coin toss in the end. One of them had to win.
In writing the Lippman Pike book, you know, there's a fair amount of history in here, too. And I have to say, you know, we think of baseball players today as multimillionaires, mostly who have either hidden their steroid use or their human growth hormone. But when Lippman Pike came along, you know, it wasn't a full-time profession. It was a profession at all. What was the most interesting fact you unearthed in putting together the book?
there were so many things that were interesting. To see how the rules developed over the years. You know, we tend to think of baseball as a codified game the way it is today, that it was played with the same rules, the same. But, you know, they tried everything. You know, there were times where it was a timed game, more like basketball. There were times when the first team who got 21 runs won. There's a little ping pong. Of course, those games would have gone on forever. So, you know, just to get a sense of how the game developed, and most important to me was to realize how important it was for many immigrants, as sports often is, for immigrants to become part of the general society. Sports tends to have that, you know, that overreaching effect to bring immigrants into the mainstream.
Tell me a little bit about the two books that, you know, were so highly awarded. A is for Abraham, you talked a little bit about earlier, but, you know, one of my favorite stories when I'm talking on Martin Luther King Day or doing an invocation in certain groups is to talk about King and Heschel walking arm in arm. Tell me about that book and how it evolved.
Well, I mean, it's a very moving story. I mean, in and of itself, I hope I brought something to it. But, you know, I grew up in a neighborhood that was probably 95%, if not more, Jewish when I was born in East New York, Brooklyn. A short 12 years later, it was 95%+ black. So, you know, I lived through many of those changes. I lived through the time when Jews and blacks were considered best of friends. I lived through the times when they could seem to agree on nothing. You know, so for me, it was important for me to bring again this important piece of history together for young people who often don't realize the, you know, how close the histories of blacks and Jews were for so long, how they bonded, how when Martin Luther King needed help in his march for voting rights, he put out a call, and Rabbi Heschel was one of the first to join him, which was not an easy thing for Heschel to do at the time. Frankly, most in the Jewish community condemned him. They thought we had enough problems of our own. Why are we looking for trouble elsewhere? Or a rabbi should be on the bima, not out in the streets. You know, he had the courage of his convictions. He felt that in Europe, when his family needed help, nobody had come to their aid. So he was very conscious of speaking out for rights, and as he said, not only to be on the right side, but to be seen marching, to let others know where you stood and what you believed in. And I think it's also important for children or for all of us to realize that individuals can make a great change in society, but also they can call for help and, you know, need other people to move things forward. So, you know, the backgrounds of these two men, they both had strong father figures, they both, you know, they both marched for what they believe in, and the coming together, to me, was just a wonderful time in American history.
It's a great book, and I think a really important book, because a lot of people, you know, those of us who lived through it or who remembered hearing about it as kids, you know, we're getting older. I hate to admit it.
Oh, boy.
And it's
unfortunately, I'm right there next to you.
And it's important to tell our kids about it. Talk about a little bit how you decided what went into A is for Abraham, which is the Jewish family alphabet, also a delightful book.
Oh, well, thank you again. You know, it was very much putting together a puzzle when I was working on A is for Abraham. Like I said, the mode of that book is to have a very short poem, three or four lines for very young children, each one mentioning one important piece of Jewish history or something that a young Jewish child should know. And then there was there's a sidebar on each page as well that goes into depth on that particular point, something that older children can read, something that parents can share with their younger children. So at the beginning, frankly, I was driving myself crazy. I made an alphabet going down the page, and I just started throwing out terms. Every term I could think of would go under a letter. And it was my lists were getting longer and longer and longer. And finally, I realized that I needed some organizing principle. So rather than just keep the terms, I tried to divide it into groups, like I say, Jewish arts, Jewish prayer, Jewish holidays, Jewish family life, and then find a letter within each of those sections that I could use, you know, as an introduction, and then talk further about that theme in the sidebar. I have to tell you, Rabbi, I was up nights juggling because as soon as I changed one letter, every other letter had to change. And of course, when I was done and sent it out for vetting, I sent it to quite a number of rabbis and scholars because I am neither, and I wanted to make sure I didn't get anything wrong. Boy, I tell you, the reaction, as they say, two Jews, three opinions. I got every opinion that you could, every opinion in the book.
I want to thank Richard Michelson for a delightful visit on Too Jewish. His latest book is called Lippman Pike, America's First Home Run King, but all of his books are terrific. You can find out about him, www.richardmichelson.com. Thank you so much, Richard.
Well, thank you. Very much appreciate having this chance to chat with you.